Gardeners and farmers are used to planting seed and then waiting in due time for their harvest. But for those who happen to plant pineapple, well, the wait is a bit longer, but the crop is certainly sweeter. We head to Hawaii's only remaining pineapple plantation on today's edition of the American Countryside. Our next adventure for American Countryside listeners is all set. We're heading to Alaska, August 31st through September 8th. We'll cruise the glacial waters of Kenai Fords and stay at a world-class lodge at Denali National Park. The journey includes a trip on the Alaskan Railroad, a muskox farm, and the Alaska State Fair, where we'll see the largest vegetables on the planet. I hope you'll join us. So get your free brochure by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. Or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com.
Shoot, we forgot the car seat.
No worries. Just put little Billy in the front seat.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
Unlike growing corn or soybeans, it takes a lot longer to see the first harvest when you're growing pineapple.
The pineapple takes about 2 years to grow. The first crop will grow 2 years, but then after that, a second crop comes up right underneath. But that only takes 1 year. So first crop, 2 years, second crop, 1 year. And you could do that forever without replanting, but every year the pineapple will get smaller and smaller and smaller.
But when that second crop is harvested, a new crop is not immediately planted in its place.
What this company does is after the second crop, plows it all up, lets it sit, and it will turn into grassland for about a year. And that's when they're ready to plant. So they're putting the organic material back into the soil.
The planting process is very labor-intensive. It's part of the reason pineapple companies have trouble competing if they are based in Hawaii.
Still planted and harvested by hand. But they have a machine that will make the rows and the valleys, lays down carbon mulch, which covers the row, lays down a drip irrigation line underneath that. And then there's a truck that comes down the row full of the seed. And the seed are the crowns of the pineapple that don't go to the market because maybe they're too small or too ripe.
The planters walk the row, seeding the new crop, much as it has been done for decades.
The guys that do the planting, they can get the equivalent of $40 an hour if they can plant 6,000 in 1 day. They haven't developed any kind of machine that can do it that cheaply and that efficiently. And believe it or not, the guys that do the planting, they're 70 years old. They're in their 70s. They just can't get young people to want to do that job.
We'll have more from the pineapple fields next time as we travel the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.